Christiana Care Behavioral Health Staff Development Specialist Alicia Rivera says she's seen the negative symptoms of opioid withdrawals get in the way of nurses trying to treat patients for other health concerns.
A lot of patients leaving the medical floors against medical advice because they started to go through that painful period of withdrawal. It's very uncomfortable. So they just get panicked and they just leave without getting anything treated. We were seeing that a lot.
That's why Christiana has been trying a new initiative to improve the health care of those with opioid use disorders.
And specifically, we were focusing on the identification of those in opiate withdrawal as in the inpatient medical setting.
That's Dr. Terry Horton, Chief of Addiction Medicine at Christiana Care.
Because withdrawal is really almost primal misery in a way that kind of drives the individual to behaviors that don't include judgment and proper risk management, all these sort of, you really end up having individuals make bad decisions like using drugs in the hospital or signing out against medical advice.
Horton adds to treat these issues, they first had to develop a screening tool. He said they couldn't find any being used by other experts or the National Institute of Drug Abuse to identify opiate-dependent individuals going through withdrawal in the hospital setting.
So we came up with two questions, and the two questions are, do you use heroin or prescription drugs other than prescribed? And if you do, and you don't use those, do you get sick?
If the patient answers yes to this first screening, the nurses move to the Clinical Opiate Withdrawal Scale, or COWS, which helps determine when Suboxone, a drug commonly used to treat opioid addiction, should be administered.
If we initiate Suboxone too early to an individual who still has the heroin on their opiate receptor, we can actually precipitate withdrawal. We can actually make them worse.
Horton says piloting the program with a few inpatient medical units first helped start working out any kinks. He notes one key finding, the need to monitor people for a longer period of time for potential withdrawal symptoms.
So when someone begins to have withdrawal, we've learned it's not only, it's not just 8 hours after the last dose. It might be 24 hours after the last dose.
So far, Horton says not too many people are denying treatment.
Most of our patients who are heroin dependent are not happy in their heroin dependence. They want to move to something else. They're desperate to move on to recovery. They're just caught in that horrible cycle of addiction and withdrawal.
Horton adds early data indicates the program will discover 500 individuals every year who wouldn't otherwise be identified, giving them a chance to pursue recovery. And he hopes this will not only help the patient, but everyone involved in the patient's treatment and recovery process.
It can be very seemingly futile when you see an individual come in and again and again and again, and you really are, as a provider, have no tools to address their withdrawal, and you have no tools to help them get into drug treatment.
One major tool they're also trying to provide in conjunction with the pathway, having peer counselors, individuals who've had a similar addiction problem themselves, available to offer bedside guidance and support. If all goes as planned, the new behavioral health pathway will go system-wide at Christiana Care in November. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media.